WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. If you're just joining us, the FDA is approving remdesivir as a treatment for COVID-19. Gilead Sciences made the announcement today. They say the drug reduces recovery time by an average of 4 days in patients who are sick enough to require hospitalization. Nearly 29,000 new jobless claims were filed for the week ending October 17th. That's down slightly from the week before, according to the latest numbers released by the New Jersey Department of Labor. Since mid-March, they say they've received 1.7 million unemployment applications and handed out nearly $17 billion. Voter registration rolls always contain inaccuracies, but they're more glaring this year because New Jersey chose to mail ballots to everyone listed as an active voter. Jesse Burns says there are safeguards to prevent double voting, and that unnecessary mail is better than aggressively deleting voters.
If they don't have enough information to really know that these duplicates are the same person, they're going to err on the side of not disenfranchising a voter by purging that person.
Election officials say if you've gotten an extra ballot or ones for people who died or moved, return it to your county so they can correct the records. The annual Teen Driver Safety Week runs through Saturday, and New Jersey Manufacturers is warning teens of the domino effect of distracted driving in its Share the Keys Instagram campaign starring soccer legend Carly Lloyd and other Jersey celebs. NJM's Violet Marrero.
Distraction is the leading cause of crashes. And crashes are a leading cause of brain injuries, and crashes and brain injuries are leading causes of death for teen drivers.
To participate in the Share the Keys Challenge, shoot a short video of yourself, tag NJM Insurance, and use the hashtag NJMJustDrive. Boonton Middle and High School students will remain all remote and not return to in-person classes until February 1st, the latest reopening date announced so far by a school district in the wake of the pandemic. Students in kindergarten through fifth grade will start 2 weeks earlier. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Will the Garden State stay warm through the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5 news time, 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
It is a slow go in Newark on the westbound side of 78 in the local lanes west of the turnpike heading out towards exit 56. If the same thing happens tonight that happened last night, this delay is because they're in the process of closing the express lanes coming off the main line of the turnpike. So that 2 mile stretch initially off 78 is pretty heavy in the local lanes. But once you get past that, a good ride out to the parkway, 24 and 287. 280 on the westbound side, that's a slow ride across the Stickle Drawbridge out towards exit 14 in Newark. Southbound turnpike, western spur, that's still jammed up coming down towards 15W with an accident. The eastern spur definitely looks like a better spur at the moment. The car and truck lanes both in pretty good shape. On Tunnelly Avenue southbound, just south of Route 3 in North Bergen, it's a water main break. The right lane is out of service. It's actually a little bit closer to Sea Caucus Road. And Route 53 is closed in Franklin on the southbound side right near Station Road, and that is because of a water main break. Also reports of a crash in Manchester and Ocean County on 70 westbound at Beckerville Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Hamilton Honda. Look for spectacular fall savings right now at Hamilton Honda, where you are set for life with lifetime oil and filter changes and car washes. Call them at 609-528-2600 or visit them online at hamiltonhonda.net. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:06.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk. And weekends, we rock. Plus, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. Listen on our free app and on New Jersey 101.5.
101.5 News Time, 7:08. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Not quite as warm for us Friday. as we were today. Increasing clouds here tonight. Patchy fog late, upper 50s. Patchy morning fog Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Upper 60s to near 70 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly cloudy Saturday. Slight chance of showers. Afternoon highs mid-60s. Much cooler Sunday. Sunshine mixing in with the clouds. Afternoon highs lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone.
Neptune 65, Pompton Plains 66, Hamilton 64. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey.